to Let's Talk Ministry. If you have your Bible, we're going to be going to 1 Samuel chapter 13. 1 Samuel chapter 13. So as you travel there, let me kind of get you caught up as you kind of walk through the book of 1 Samuel. Last time we talked about 1 Samuel's integrity and the opportunity to encourage, as Samuel encouraged those people, if you will fear the Lord and serve him, and obey his voice and not rebel against the commands of the Lord, then God will be with them. And so now you're at 1 Samuel chapter 13, and the Philistines have gathered around the nation of Israel, and they have a large number in their army. And so now Saul is waiting on the prophet of Samuel to come and give advice and wisdom. And as they consider this battle, they're extremely outnumbered. If you pick it up in verse 8 of chapter 13, he waited 7 days, the time appointed by Samuel, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and the people were scattering from him. So Saul said, "Bring the burnt offering here to me, the peace offering," and he offered the burnt offering. So you've got a large number of Philistines against a small number of the nation of Israel. You've got 7 days of the nation of Israel, their eyes are on the enemy, concerned, overwhelmed, burdened. The leader Saul, as well as seems to be, seeing the things that are around him. And so instead of waiting on the Lord and waiting on Samuel, instead of obeying the commands, knowing that the priest is the only one that should be available to do the sacrifice, his sight and the nation of Israel's sight trumped his actions. And so in his fear, in his horizontal approach, instead of thinking, okay, wait a second, I know how God works. I know my God is a God of miracle. I know my God is in control. He continues to look around and he decides to go ahead and offer the sacrifice. And of course, the way God works, he's going to give Saul that opportunity, even though he's encouraged him to trust him. He's encouraged the nation of Israel in chapter 12 that God is a mighty God. The nation of Israel is scattered and they're afraid. And as soon as the burnt offering is finished, verse 11, Samuel said, "What then have you done?" And Saul said, "When I saw that the people were scattered from me and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines had mustered at Michmash, I said, 'Now the Philistines would come down against me at Gilgal, and I have sought, and I have not sought the favor of the Lord.' So I forced myself and offered the burnt offering." It's interesting. I forced myself. I have not sought the favor of the Lord. So he's seen the God. He understands the power of his God, but the circumstance does not dictate Saul's choice. He chooses to say, "You know what, God, I'm gonna put this in my hands, and I'm gonna do what I think is best." And then, if you look at verse 13, and Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God with which he commanded you. For then the Lord would have established your kingdom over all of Israel forever." If you just would have trusted his God, he did not. "But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and the Lord commanded him to be prince over his people." Man, what choices were made by Saul. And now you're going to get to continue on in 1 Samuel. You're going to get a chance to be introduced to an individual by the name of David. And we're going to kind of walk here and there through that. And I know there's a lot going on in your lives today. And there's a lot that you see horizontally. And I just want to encourage you to trust the commands of your Lord. Trust his word that he's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. That you're not alone. Life is just temporary. Man, there's so many. We could spend hours just walking through one after another, things that God has commanded us, and where we're the temptation to what we see is around us. And so I encourage us not to be, not to waver, even though the waves are getting higher, things are not making sense. Trust your God today. Go back to Him and ask Him for help. Go back to Him and say, "You are my Father. I have seen your mighty works. I know who you are, and I'm going to continue to trust you in the midst of the storm." Do not keep your eyes on the waves. Look up. Your help comes from there. So, Father, thank you for this opportunity to look at 1 Samuel chapter 13. And so as we see that Saul and the people were scattered, they looked horizontal, even though they were reminded in a chapter before, and I don't know how much the time frame is in between chapters. I mean, but what we see before is trust the God. There's earthquake, there's rain, there's opportunities, there were reminders. But in chapter 13, they didn't look up, they looked out. And so, Lord, their lives were scattered, their lives were broken, and they didn't trust the God that they say they love. So, Lord, I know today that there's lots of people that will look out their windows today, they'll look horizontal, and their lives are broken, and things are crazy. I encourage you, as you listen, to look up. Your Father is there. He knows exactly what's going on. You can trust Him in the midst of the storm. Father, thank you for 1 Samuel chapter 13. May we apply this, looking up, not looking out, to our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Let's Talk. You have a wonderful day.